All right, look, there's some great college football starts tomorrow night. There's a big game tomorrow night, big game Friday night, and the national championship, the college football national championship, is Monday, January the 19th. So, from the results of the weekend, the Fiesta Bowl is tomorrow night. Number 10, Miami, and Miami beat number 2, Ohio State, over the weekend. Miami won 24-14, beating Ohio. I love that Ohio State lost. I love it. So number 10, Miami, takes on number 6, Ole Miss. And Ole Miss beat number 3, ranked Georgia, 39-34. An incredible win by Ole Miss. So that game, the Fiesta Bowl, number 10, Miami, number 6, Ole Miss, is tomorrow night. Then Friday night, it's the Peach Bowl with number 1, Indiana, and number 5, Oregon. Man, what a game that is going to be. We'll talk more about that on the show tomorrow afternoon. And it's a wild card weekend this weekend. Saturday at 3:30, the L.A. Rams take on the Carolina Panthers. At 7 o'clock, the Green Bay Packers, Saturday night, the Green Bay Packers take on the Chicago Bears. Sunday at noon, the Bills and the Jags in Jacksonville. Sunday afternoon at 3:30, the 49ers and the Eagles. Sunday night, 7 o'clock, the L.A. Chargers and the New England Patriots. And at 7:15 Monday night, the Houston Texans and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we'll talk more about all of that on a Friday afternoon. But, I mean, some great, great games are set up. And, by the way, I really like what Mickey Loomis is saying about building a team around Tyler Shough. This is what you do. You know, you just don't bring in players. You build a team. And if you've got a star player, you bring in players that complement the star player, and you build a team around that player. And when it's the quarterback, and it usually is the quarterback, for example, you know, we're hearing a lot of talk about the firing of John Harbaugh and the Ravens. And apparently there was some bad blood between Harbaugh and starting quarterback Lamar Jackson. And there are a lot of conversations going on about Lamar Jackson not wanting to practice on Wednesdays. So here's a player given preferential treatment. I don't know if that's the best thing to do, but Lamar Jackson is like the face of the team. Lamar Jackson's contract next year, I guess this season, is going to be for $74.5 million. That is a quarter of the team's entire cap. So they're not going to be a winning team if a quarter of the salary cap is going to one player. So he's in the power position of saying that it's going to be the way he wants it to be, and they're going to get the coach that he wants because they're going to need to renegotiate his contract. So we'll see how all of that that works out. The guy's incredibly talented. I mean, he brought the team down in the game against the Steelers this past weekend. He brought the team down to win the game, and the field goal kicker missed it. Went wide to the right. And we talked this week about these field goal kickers. It just seems like so many of them absolutely choke when it's a field goal or an extra point they have to make. And then, you know, it started when the Steelers, a field goal kicker, a place kicker, missed the extra point. And that made it a two-point game instead of a three-point game. And then, I mean, unbelievably, I mean, it wasn't a total chip shot. It was a 44-yard field goal. But, I mean, that's close enough for a field goal kicker to make it. And this guy choked. And the Ravens lost because he missed the field goal. So I like the idea of building a team around Tyler Shough. And you also bring in players that fit the culture and the personality of the team and the personality of the quarterback and the personality and the culture created by a new coach, Kellen Moore. So I like that talk, and I'm very, very positive about the Saints coming up next year. Can't wait for that to happen.